Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Ayin Bet. This is listed as David's last mizmor, as it concludes with the words Kalu Tfilot David ben Ishai. Thus end the Tfilot of David, the son of Ishai. While there are mizmorim later on that begin with the phrase Le David, about 18 or so, they would all have been written before this one, though placed later on in the Sefer. The last few years of David's life were tumultuous. We've referred to Merod Avshalom, when his son Avshalom led a rebellion against David. The rebellion lasted 6 months and ended with the death of Avshalom. We've also referred to the famine that lasted for 3 years and the need to, quote-unquote, sacrifice 7 descendants from Beit Shaul to atone for the murder of 7 Givonim. We can add to the list the following events that also occurred later on in David's life. The rebellion of Sheva ben Bichri, the census that David conducted and the resulting plague, a debilitating coldness that forced David to remain bedridden, and the rebellion of yet another son, Adoniyahu. As this mizmor is beginning, David has just ordered that his son Shlomo be anointed, an unusual move since normally the son of a king does not require anointed, but necessary because of the rebellion of Adoniyahu. David is tired and weak, and saddened by yet what another son has perpetrated, but yet he is very proud of Shlomo. Shlomo is young. He is described in Malachim Aleph as a na'ar, and the guess at his age ranges from 11 years old, the opinion of the Midrash, to around 18 years old, the opinion of the Abarbanel. Sidebar, while we don't know how old Shlomo was when he died, we do know that he ruled for 40 years, and that his son Rehavam became king at the age of 41. You do the math. It means that Shlomo had a 1-year-old when he became king, which would make the 11-year-old estimate of the Midrash quite interesting. End sidebar. This is a psalm, a mizmor of royalty, and discusses how Hashem reigns supreme and will be paralleled by David's hope for his son Shlomo, and also will hint to the future with Melech HaMashiach. It focuses on the human king of Bnei Israel, and Hashem is king of Bnei Israel, and was written for when Shlomo became king, with brachot for how his kingdom should last forever, and throughout it we will see the language that referred to Melech HaMashiach. David saw through Ruach HaKodesh that Shlomo would ask Hashem to grant him knowledge and a mindful heart in judgment, and David is now praying that Hashem should grant the wisdom that Shlomo will be asking for. There are different themes in this mizmor, and they include a prayer to Hashem that he will direct the new king to judge righteously, the description of the king's greatness, how the king will help the poor, and how Hashem will bestow the blessings upon the land and the king, and then the blessing of Hashem. Pasuk Aleph, Li Shlomo, Elokim Mishpatecha LaMelech Ten, V'Tzidkatcha LaVen Melech. For Shlomo, God grant your judgments to the king, and your righteousness to the king's son. This mizmor is a tefillah that David is offering on behalf of his son Shlomo. The Sforno notes that the first part of this mizmor is about Shlomo, while the second part, around Pasuk Vav and so, will refer to Melech HaMashiach. What is the difference between Mishpat and Staka? Please note that different people have different nuances, and sometimes the same person we will see have different ideas as well in the coming Psukim. The Sforno believes that David is asking about Mishpat, the judgments of Elohim, Elohim, the Dayanim, be sent to him so that he can have them pay for what they did. But the Tzedek, the Chesed, be given to Shlomo to deal with the cases that are Lifnim Meshura Tadin, beyond the letter of the law. The Malbim separates the terms by who the actions are directed towards. Mishpat are laws between man and his fellow man, Ben Ish L'Re'ehu, and Tzedek are the actions between man and Hashem. And as I noted, the same terms will appear in Pasuk Bet. The Malbim will define them slightly differently. Pasuk Bet, Yadin Amcha B'Tzedek V'Aniyecha B'Mishpat. Please note that the word Am is going to appear in the next 3 Psukim, and that this is where David is directing these ideas towards, that this king, that Shlomo, should be able to judge the people of Hashem, righteously, V'Aniyecha B'Mishpat. The Am with Tzedek and the poor with Mishpat. Again, we have the terms Tzedek and Mishpat, and that Shlomo will concern himself with the poor. In fact, later on in the Perek, When we get to the section where representatives from other nations will come and praise Shlomo, this is one aspect that they will praise him for. But this is a section that focuses on the What is the tzedek and mishpat referring to? Says the Radak, an injunction to rule fairly and justly. Judge the people with tzedek. Don't give priority to the rich and the powerful in the disputes with the poor. The Malbim has a different explanation and slightly different from how we translated the terms in Pasuk Aleph. Mishpat is the normal code of behavior, while tzedek might vary on a personal level and includes the lifni mishurat adin. The Sforno creates this scenario. When the nation is at peace from outside enemies, they get into conflicts eternally, and the stronger people will come and try and oppress the weaker. Therefore, the king will have to get involved and demand payment retribution from the stronger people in order to save the weaker. That is why the term Am is used. Pasuk Gimel, Yisu Harim Shalom La'am Ugvaot Bitztaka. May the mountains bear peace to the people and the hills righteousness. Is there peace because of the abundant harvest? That is what Rashi suggests based on the Midrash Yalkut Shimoni, that when there is peace, the people can enjoy the fruit and each man will call on his neighbor to come and share the bounty. Note that this is opposite what the Malbim was, or the Sforno was saying in the previous Pasuk. But there's another way to look at this Pasuk as well, that the peace of the kingdom will be reflected in nature and how nature is treating and everything is going so well. Pasuk Dalet, Yishpot Aniyei Am, Yoshia Livnei Avyon, V'yidakeh Oshek. Again, we have the term Am. May he bring justice to the lowly of people. May he rescue the sons of the needy and crush the oppressor. In this next section, listen to how the creation reacts to the abundance of tzedakah and mishpat in the world, alluding to that second definition that it's really the tzedakah in the world that is having a very positive effect on the creation. Pasuk Hey, Yira'ucha im shamesh v'lifnei yareach dor dorim. May they fear you as long as the sun and as long as the moon, generations untold. Vav, Yered kematar algez kirvivim zarif aretz. May he come down like rain on new mown grass, like showers that moisten the earth. These psukim can also begin to describe what life will be like in the time of the Mashiach, and it again is referencing the Sforno. Pasuk Zayin, Yifrach b'yamav tzadik v'rov shalom ad bli yareach. May the just man flourish in his days in abundant peace till the moon is no more. V'yerd miyam ad yam uminahar ad afsei aretz. And may he hold sway from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. In the Hebrew, you can hear a reference to the popular tiyul miyam liyam, to walk from one coast of Israel to the other. In English, you can hear the echo of America the Beautiful, written by Catherine Lee Bates, from sea to shining sea. In reality, the Pasuk is describing the width and breadth of Eretz Yisrael from the Yam Suf to the Nahar Parat. And if the Pasuk is hinting towards the future, notes the Ibn Ezra, then it's going to be from the Yam Suf to the river that comes out of Gan Eden, where the east begins. As the other nations come to pay homage to Shlomo, let us see what impresses them. Pasuk Tet, Lefanav Yichru'u Tziyim Voyuvav Afar Yelachichu. Before him, the governors of the vessels will bow, and his enemies will lick the dust. Pasuk Yod, Malchei Tarshish V'iyim Mincha Yashivu. The kings of Tarshish and the islands will bring a tribute. Malchei Sheva Usva Eshkar Yakrivu. The kings of Sheva and Siva will also bring gifts. Yud Aleph, Yishtachavu Lo Kol Melachim Kol Goyim Ya'avduhu. The kings will bow to him, and all nations will serve him. This is what they see and are in awe of. Pasuk Yudbet, Ki Yatzil Evyon Meshavea Va'ani Ve'en Ozer Lo. He will deliver the lowly who seeks favor and the poor who have no helper. Yud Gimel, Yachos Al Dal Ve'evyon V'nafshot Evyonim Yoshia. He will pity the indigent and lowly. He will redeem the souls of the lowly. Pasuk Yudalad, Mitoch U'mechamas Yigal Nafsham Ve'ikar Damam Ve'inav. From duress and from extortion, he will redeem their souls, and their blood will be precious in his presence. Tedva v'chivi tenlo mizhav shva, and he will live and give to the poor some of the gold that they brought to him from shva. V'tpalel ba'ado tamid, and he will pray for him always. Kol hayom yevarchenuhu, every day he will bless him. Ted zayin yifisat bar ba'aretz berosho harim. May there be abundance of grain in the land and on the mountain tops. Yir ashka levanon pirio. May his fruit rustle like levanon. V'yatzitzu mi'ir ke'esef ha'aretz. And may they sprout from the town like grass of the land. Yud zayin hi shemo le'olam lifnei shemesh. Yinon shemo v'itbarchu vo kol goyim ya'ashruhu. May his name be forever, as long as the sun may bear his name, and may all nations be blessed through him, call him happy. Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael Oseh Nifla'ot Levado. We transition now to a bracha on behalf of Hashem. Blessed is Hashem, Israel's God, performing wonders alone. This pasuk and the next one are recited during Shacharit at the end of Pesukei Dizimra and also at Mariv. Pasuk Yutet Uvaruch Shem Kvodo Leolam V'Yimalech Kvodo Et Kol Ha'aretz Amen Ve'Amen. And blessed is his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glorious splendor. Amen ve'amen. Pasuk Chaf, Kalu Tfilot David ben Yishai. These are the prayers of David ben Yishai, and they're now complete. With this, we conclude Sefer Sheni that traced so much of David's life and what he suffered. When he was in danger from the other nations, the enemies from outside. When he was in danger from Shaul, the enemies from within. When he was in danger from members of his own family, the enemies that came even closer than before. And throughout it all, we see his undying faith in Hashem, the knowledge that he can turn to Hashem at any point in time, the knowledge and the acknowledgement that what is happening to him is for the best. It is why Sefer Tehillim endures and inspires, and why the Malchut will return ultimately to Beit David. That in the words of Rav Hirsch, all the wishes and hopes for the future of Bnei Israel and mankind, which David has set down here as a testament for his descendants, will one day may they be realized in ample measure by Mashiach ben David. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.